AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in St. Louis issued an order that allows the Planned Parenthood clinic in the city to stay open. Its license was supposed to expire today. It is the only clinic that performs abortions in Missouri. The AP's David Lieb is in St. Louis.
Abortion has been a hot topic in Missouri for some time now. Every year, abortion clinics have to get relicensed in Missouri. The state says it did an inspection of the Planned Parenthood facility in March and noticed some deficiencies, which they informed the clinic of. Since then, it has gone back and forth with the clinic about how to fix those issues. The clinic applied for a renewal of its license earlier this month. That hadn't happened yet by the time the deadline was approaching.
Outside the clinic in St. Louis,
your religious belief is that life begins at conception.
The debate has been civil between supporters and opponents of abortion. The nearest clinic performing abortions is just across the Mississippi River in Granite City, Illinois, less than 10 miles from St. Louis. Stocks have closed lower on Wall Street. President Trump is placing a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports starting June 10th to pressure Mexico to crack down on the surge of Central American migrants trying to cross the U.S. border. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president feels Mexico has been taking advantage of the United States for decades because of ineffective U.S. immigration laws.
They've done some, but not enough. Again, they have absolute ability and authority to do a lot more than they're doing.
Mexico has stepped up raids on migrant caravans traveling through its southern states. The Arkansas River smashed a 40-foot hole in a levee in western Arkansas, causing water to spill into a nearby community. In northeast Missouri, a levee was overtopped on the Mississippi River, and another levee was topped on the Missouri River in the central part of the state. The Catholic Church says allegations of child sex abuse by priests more than doubled in the last 12-month reporting period. Also, the church spending on victim compensation has surged above $300 million. This is AP Radio News. A big car merger is in the works.
Fiat Chrysler has proposed to merge with Renault to create the world's third biggest automaker, worth almost $40 billion, and combine forces in the race to make electric and autonomous vehicles. The merged company would produce some 8.7 million vehicles a year, more than General Motors, and trailing only Volkswagen and Toyota. If Renault's board approves the plan, that would allow for the two sides to enter exclusive merger negotiations. I'm Zaria Shakili.
With the Toronto Raptors winning Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Raptors coach Nick Nurse is not counting out the Golden State Warriors.
We know that the games are really hard, and we know that after a win, the team gets really determined. They try to fix things and mostly play a lot harder.
Game 2 of the NBA Finals, Sunday in Toronto. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.